Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Tonight is a beautiful Pesach story, and it goes like this. The Rebbe used to visit a few different places on Pesach night before he would go home to his Seder. And one of them was a school for Balei Tshuva women. That is, women that did not grow up learning about Torah and doing mitzvahs, but somewhere in their early adult life or a little bit later adult life, mostly in their late teens or 20s or 30s, they wanted to learn much, much more about Yiddishkeit, about Torah and mitzvahs. And they enrolled in a school called Machon Chana in Crown Heights. And there was a dormitory there, and some of the girls had apartments. And they had classes for much of the day. And this way, they were able to learn and to eventually keep Torah mitzvahs in a very complete way. And many, many, many of them today have very, very happy marriages, children, grandchildren, and so forth. So this was one of the places that the Rebbe would visit after Ma'ariv, after the evening service, and before going home to his own Seder with his wife. So everything, of course, was cleaned up very nicely for Pesach, and everything was kosher, and his tables were set for a big, big Seder with many, many women, young women. And the person who was in charge was Rabbi Feller. He was asked to make the Seder. He was a shliach from Minnesota, and he came in to make the Seder. So when the Rebbe came to inspect everything, he asked who was going to say the four questions. And so Rabbi Groner, his secretary, said, Moshe Feller, that's the nine-year-old boy, the nine-year-old son of Rabbi Feller. He would say the four questions. So the Rebbe said to little Moshe, do you know the four questions Baal Peh? He asked him in Yiddish, you know the four questions by heart? And he said, yes. And then he asked him in English, do you know them by heart? He said, yes. And then the Rebbe turned to Rabbi Feller, and he said to him, and do you know the answers? And everybody thought that Rebbe was kind of joking, because usually we do ask the little boy or the whoever's saying the four questions, do you know the four questions? But it's not so often that you hear somebody turn to the father and say, do you know the answers? But that's what the Rebbe said. So people laughed. Rabbi Feller laughed, the people who heard laughed. However, the next day, after Shacharis, after the morning davening, the Rebbe called for Rabbi Feller to come to his office. Rabbi Feller came to his office, and the Rebbe said to him, you know, yesterday at Machon Chana, I asked your boy if he knew the four questions Baal Peh, which is the way to say it in Hebrew and Yiddish. And he said, yes. And then I asked him in English, do you know it by heart? Because by heart says something a little bit different. That means you feel it with your heart, not just that you know it without looking at the words, but that you have it in your heart. And so I want to know if he had these questions in his heart, not just that he knew them, but that they really meant something to him. And he said, yes. And then when I asked you if you knew the answers, it was not a joke. Everybody thought I was joking, but I was not joking. I wanted to know if you did know the answer. And then the Rebbe explained what it is the child is really asking and what it is that we should really answer. What the child's really asking is, why are we doing this Seder all over again after we did it last year? There's nothing new. It's all just the same, just repeating. That's the way it seems to a child. We did it last year, and now we're doing it again. Why? Answer that we have to give the child is because every year we have to go out of Egypt all over again on a higher level than we did last year. And really, not only that, but we have to each go out of Egypt really every day. Whatever we accomplished yesterday, whatever we were used to doing in our Torah mitzvahs yesterday, today we have to go beyond that. We have to go out of that limitation. And so it is with us as well. that it's so important to prepare for Pesach, and to get ready to understand all about Pesach and to answer the questions that are asked. Question that the wise child asks, be able to answer the question that he needs, to answer the information that he needs. And each child is different, each person is different, and we have to be able to teach the message of Passover to each one according to their level and according to their perspective. And in this way, every single day, as we get closer and closer to Passover, we'll get better and better prepared for the Seder. And hopefully, even before the Seder, we will have the true redemption, not just from Egypt, but all the way to the Beis Hamikdash and all the way to Mashiach. May it come immediately, may it happen immediately. May all of us do our part in Torah and mitzvahs in general, and especially to prepare for the Seder and to be ready to go out, not just of Egypt, but of this Galus through Mashiach Tzidkenu to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. Thank you for joining us for Jewish Stories and More.